Hi, this is a dictation for Winnie Stephens. V like Victor, I-N-E-Y. Last name is Stephens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S. Date of birth is 11/29/1935. The date of service is 10/16/2023. The patient has suddenly experienced severe pain in the lower back, shooting down to the right leg, right buttock, and S1, S2 dermatome fashion. She is mostly a wheelchair bound. The pain has been reported to be to the tune of 9, and it is constant, affecting her sleep as well as ADLs. The numbness and tingling of the left leg is almost continuous and is affecting her inability to walk. No other pains are reported. There's no cause is available, no fall, accident, or any other issues. The patient was not able to get her MRI done for one reason or the other, and I think she has a pacemaker in the body, so MRI couldn't be done. So we ordered a CT scan of the lumbar spine at Providence Hospital. Hopefully that can be done along with the sacroiliac joint. An X-ray of the lumbar spine was ordered earlier to identify any pathology with the arthritis, and the report was that there is a degenerative changes of the lumbar spine with scoliosis and moderate disc space narrowing at L4-5 and L5-S1, very severe. And hence, an MRI of this area would have helped a lot, but CT scan is being done. She's continuing on the physical therapy. Her pain level has remained high and no relief is reported. At this time, patient reports pain level is mostly 9 and it is focused at the lower back and sacroiliac joints. She reports 80% relief in the pain and improvement with the medications. Please review the chart for the ADLs for system review, additional history, substance abuse and compliance history. Physical examination is identical to the previous visit, which is dated 8/9/2023, dictation number 0818-045. Along with diagnosis, plan is as follows. Vital signs were 140/90, the blood pressure pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the diagnosis, rest of the physical exam is identical and same. Plan is to continue following up for the CT scan of the lumbar spine and bilateral sacroiliac joint to identify a need for invasive treatments like lumbar epidural or medial branch blocks, facet joint injection based on the finding. The X-ray is pointing towards a arthritis episode. So the patient is provided with the physical therapy order to continue as well as medications which consist of the following. Tramadol 50 milligram every 12 hours has been provided for pain relief, and naproxen, Elavil, Prilosec, Lidocaine gel also has been provided. Neurontin has been provided for nerve healing. Patient is also advised to continue chiropractic care, and she is doing physical therapy. Um, 80% relief is reported by the patient. I will continue doing this conservative treatment for a good 6 months. If she doesn't get better and CT scan is positive, we may do a spinal injections only after that. Thank you. As option B. We also discussed the spinal cord stimulation device and its functions. Thank you. Patient is also going to do home therapy, yoga, heat. Thank you.